This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Newly elected President Joe Biden has big plans to strengthen environmental protections. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips joins us to talk about this. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Susan, during his term, President Trump rolled back more than 170 environmental regulations. Tell us about some of them.
Well, by one count, there were 175 rollbacks or attempted rollbacks. You know, everything from common, ordinary products like light bulbs, you know, rolling back light bulb efficiencies, to approving the shipment of highly flammable liquefied natural gas by rail, to rules about fuel economy of cars and trucks. Another major rollback was loosening protections for some waterways that had been protected under the Clean Water Act. And even in the last couple weeks, there was a flurry of rollbacks that mostly benefited the oil and gas industry, including one that reverses efficiency standards for future home furnaces and hot water heaters.
Well, then I do have this question, and maybe there's an obvious answer, but who benefited from the rollbacks?
Right. So business, industry, oil and gas industry, of course, benefited. Trump came in and made a pledge to deregulate in favor of business interests. And that's exactly what he did.
And President Biden is planning to restore some of these protections.
Yes, that's right. Some of them can be done by executive order, and we've already seen that happen this week, but some may take longer and be drawn out in court battles.
Yeah, President Biden wasted no time on rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. And this, my understanding, is a major shift, not just in terms of impact on the global scale, but also here in a city like Philadelphia. Tell us about that.
You know, Mayor Kenney really has made a number of efforts to address climate change here. And for the past 4 years, it's important to understand that cities like Philadelphia and some states, like especially California, have really done the lion's share of work when it comes to tackling climate change without any real federal support. It's also important to note that even before Trump came into office, without a clear federal plan to address climate, cities like Philadelphia were already on their own trying to plan and prepare for the impacts of climate change. But now, Kenny administration officials are hopeful that the Biden administration will be more interested in helping local governments achieve their goals. Philadelphia has one of the highest poverty rates in the nation, and those with the least amount of resources will be the most harmed by climate impacts, like more heat waves, stronger storms that bring floods, for example. You know, we've already seen this year. Hurricane Isaias did a lot of damage in parts of southwest Philadelphia with flooding. So the city, you know, is really hoping that there will be a sea change with the Biden administration coming in when it comes to climate change.
Philadelphia just recently announced a new climate target, carbon neutral by 2050. How realistic is that?
Yeah, that's pretty ambitious. And they won't be able to do it without the federal government. It does align with Biden's goal. But the thing is, one way to tackle emissions is through the cars that we drive. And of course, the city has little control over that. But Biden has pledged $2 trillion in part to promote electric vehicles. And the other major emitter the city has no control over is the electrical grid. That's how we all power our homes and offices. Right now, it's primarily fossil fuels like coal and natural gas. And that really requires federal action to make a major shift on what power plants use to generate electricity.
Susan, that started to happen through Obama's Clean Power Plan, but what was the fate of that under President Trump?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting because 4 years ago, Trump tossed Obama's plan, which would have promoted a shift away from coal, the worst source of carbon emissions from power plants. He replaced Obama's plan with what he called the Affordable Clean Energy Rule. And this week, on Trump's last day in office, a federal court ruled that plan was inadequate in protecting public health and the environment, which the nation is required to do under the Clean Air Act. So Biden now gets to come up with his own plan, which, given the grave climate change impacts we've seen over the last 4 years, may be even more ambitious than Obama's plan. But expect pushback from Republicans and industry on that one for sure.